to WJRH 104.9 FM. Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Spooky Yukies with DJ Hoey D.
And this is DJ T.
Yeah, and this is our second episode of our second season. It's going to be a wild day. We're going to be taking all the L's.
Mm-hmm. It's the fourth week of college.
We're also taking the L's because all these songs start with the letter L.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we picked the letter L.
I don't know either, but
it's a pretty cool letter,
I
think.
It just felt like the right letter, Joe.
So these songs will all be in alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm.
So our first song, I don't even have the playlist up on Spotify. That's how pumped I am. I'm not even properly prepared. So I'm going to get that up real quick. Why is this not working? If I'm on computer. All right. Here is Lane Boy by 21 Pilots.
That feel common. I'm in constant confrontation with what I want and what is popping in the industry. It seems to me that singles on the radio are currency. My creativity's on the field when I'm playing shows.
That was Lane Boy by 21 Pilots. It's a really big band, apparently. When we saw them, there were only two of them.
Mm-hmm, there was only two of them, no. Yeah. It was, right?
Yeah.
What happened? Do you know what happened to them?
They got in a plane crash. They weren't very good pilots.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Anyway, so the next song is by Alt J. It's called Left Hand Free.
Anything else?
There's no rights today. No meows.
Hey, shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Pick up a tallini, mini, money, moe, and flower. You're the chosen one.
What do you think, Joe?
It was pretty cool, I think.
What's your next song?
Well, this isn't my song. Normally they're in alternating order, so we get to take turns talking, but these are in alphabetical order. So here we have another song that Teresa picked. Teresa, you want to take it away?
Yes, it's called Lemon Boy by Cave Town. I think it's about anxiety, but that might be...
Teresa's mic was off, but she was introducing the next song.
I'll just reintroduce it, I guess. So the next song is Lemon Boy by Cave Town. This was on my Discover Weekly, and I liked it. I'm pretty sure it's about anxiety, but I might just be misinterpreting it, but I guess we'll just listen to it, see how it goes.
There once was a bittersweet man, and they called him Lemon Boy. He was growing in my garden, and I pulled him out by his hair like a weed. And like weeds do, he only came and grew back again. So I figured this time I might as well let him be. Lemon Boy and me started to get along.
But what if I run out of fertilizer? What if the clouds run out of rain? What if lemon boy won't grow no longer? What if peaches dry of sugar cane?
That was Lemon Boy by Cave Town. Is there anything you want to say, Joe?
Okay. Oh, my sister just texted me asking for a birthday shout-out, even though your birthday's not till tomorrow. Happy birthday, Amanda.
She should call in today. I want to hear all of those little sweet, endearing terms she has for you.
No, we hear none of that. Like, anyway, so...
cupcake?
anyway, our next song is Lemonade by Dave Moisen. Because apparently the only thing you can write songs about these days are lemons. So, enjoy.
Sugar cane to make my lemonade. You're way too warm now, lemonade. And I think that you and the freezer need to have a day. But add a little ice, should be so nice. I know whenever you're in town, you call a stir.
All right, my dudes, that was Lemonade, and right now it is 420, so get hype.
The next song is Let It Go by James Bay, so...
Yeah, it is. Also, this song is exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds long.
Oh, that was Let It Go by James Bay. Sorry, I've been really out of it. What's our next song, Joe?
Our next song is Let's Go by The Scissors, one of the best songs from the soundtrack of one of the greatest games of all time, MLB 11 The Show.
But Joe, we just let it go. Now we have to go?
Yes. The show is over, guys. 25 minutes in. We're sorry to burst your bubble. Why are people still listening? We said let's go. God, it's like nobody listens to us.
That's true. All right, well, after we went, we now feel a little lighter, which just happens to be our next song by Ripe.
To hang out Riverside, you bring a couple of friends, I bring the good wine, and hey, I'm something over my tongue, I know this isn't a game. You're like a OG
tight there with some of my fire chasing angels. I keep my eyes on the sky. I feel a little lighter than before.
What do you think, Jill?
That was a pretty ripe-sounding song.
What's our next song, Joe?
Our next song is London Calling by The Clash. Awful, awful, awful band, but the song is pretty good. T's mic was also not on. All she did was ask me what I thought of the song and what song was next.
Joe, why are you doing this to me?
Why are you using the yellow mic? I'm not used to turning on the yellow mic.
Where is the other mic?
The blue mic's right there.
The yellow mic is close to me. Do you just not like the color yellow?
I just never use the yellow mic.
What do you have against yellow?
It doesn't start with the letter L.
Well, neither does blue.
It has an L as its second letter. Yellow, you have
yellow
to wait until the third
letter.
But you have to wait till the third
okay,
letter.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Just play the song.
Yellowy eyes, the ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, into
And that was
London Calling.
And that was London Calling.
Oh, wow. Is my mic on for once?
Now it is.
Oh, great. Thank you for that. So what's our next song, Joe?
Our next song is Long Live the Kids by We Are the In Crowd. It's about kids living long. It's a song against anti-vax moms.
So topical.
Yeah. That was Long Live the Kids by We Are the In Crowd.
So if those kids can live long enough, maybe one day they'll have a love story of their own.
Yeah, you know, like that song by Taylor Swift, back from the good days before she made Reputation.
Yeah, oh my goodness, that was a disaster.
And that was Love Story by Taylor Swift. We had to censor out a lot of F words.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, she's not PG.
Yeah. She's very edgy.
The edgiest. What's our next song, Joe?
Our next song is Love Will Save Your Soul by Group Love. Let's give it a whirl.
Thank you.
And that was Love Will Save Your Soul by Group Love. Teresa, what's our last song?
Wow, that's so lovely, Joe. Which just happens to be our next song, Lovely.
What a coincidence. All these things you say happen to be the name of our next song.
It's by Billie Eilish and Khalid, who both are younger than us and more successful than us. It's very depressing. Was that Joe?
That song was lovely.
So we have time in our radio show for another song. So what are we gonna play?
We're gonna play "Light My Fire" by The Doors. It unfortunately does not fit in alphabetically with the other songs, but it's a last minute addition. And you know what? And last minute addition starts with L, so it's okay.
All right, let's give it a whirl.
Let's ready to get L for lit.
Trying to get only blue.
Alright, we had time, but we didn't have that much time. I completely forgot this was a 7-minute long song.
So, I guess we're just going to wrap up now.
Alright. Anything else to add, Teresa?
No.
Cool.
Close this out.
You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is DJ Hoey D.
And this is DJ T.
And this has been the spooky uke. Oh, Teresa, go play a note on your uke. We haven't played a single note.
Hold my mic.
I forgot mine. I'm holding your mic. I forgot my ukulele, but Teresa brought hers.
Joe, it's really out of tune, so tell me, what is this note?
It sounds like it was supposed to be an A minor.
Well, this show was an A minus, so.
All right, fair enough. We will tune in the next week, same time, same place. It's going to be a wild adventure.